Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You know, I always felt I could be a great salesman. Well, believe me, I could talk anybody into anything, except women into sex. That's the only thing I can't do.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Can I get a hot tub?
Welcome back. We are regaling the tale of Kosuke and Tomomi Chujo, who opened a Philly-themed restaurant in Tokyo, then studied the art of the Philly cheesesteak, only to make the perfect cheesesteak and have the perfect Philadelphia haven away from Pennsylvania. Really cool story and, I guess, successful experiment for him and his family. He was asking you, the fans, some of your ideas, what you would like to try to make or perfect. But let me start with you guys. Do you have anything that, any food, if you're like, I like this enough, I would try to get this perfectly right and create it for the masses?
I mean, I think of stuff that I feel like is already easy to copy, like a stuffed crust pizza or like a good smash burger or
okay.
Something like that.
See,
stuffed crust pizza, literally, Domino's does it, Pizza Hut does it now, like Godfather's does it, I think Papa John's even does it. Every single person out there that sells pizza, at least corporate-wise, has a stuffed crust option.
But that's a good one. Just pizza in general is a good one because anybody can make pizza, but getting the dough exactly right, getting the temp exactly right, getting the texture, the sauce, the ingredients, like... That's no easy task. I think that's a good one. Will, you got anything in this realm?
I'm a horrible cook, so there's nothing that I would take the time to actually learn and do. But I'll tell you what, right now, I've been eating a ton, and I mean a ton, of protein pancakes.
Okay.
I freaking love pancakes.
What goes into a protein pancake?
I just buy whatever, like the Kodiak or the Crusties or whatever they call it. I'll even try the Premier stuff. And then what I do is because I'm fat, I will buy like chocolate chips.
You're protein forward.
I will buy my own chocolate chips, and I'll sprinkle a little bit of those in there. The Reese's, they do like a Reese's one that tastes just like a Reese's chocolate bar. Throw those guys in there.
Okay.
And then throw a little peanut butter on top. Good stuff.
I can dig it. I think for me, and I never tried my hand at this seriously, but mine would be barbecue, specifically pulled pork. I think that pulled pork is something that you can find everywhere.
Yes,
but few people do it really well. Sometimes it comes dried out, not flavorful enough, or whatever. When I got married, one of the items that we put on our registry, I think it was from Target, was a Traeger smoker, and.
Hell yes.
And even though it was like seemed way out of price range for one person to buy as a gift, my brother and my friend Dave and my friend Ryan and a few others got together and jointly gave that to my wife and I as a wedding gift. So pre-kids with just a meat smoker in the backyard, I got to work. And whether that was wings, briskets, ribs, I experimented with a lot in a short period of time. I don't think it's the best. I will say that I can put out an elite pulled pork. Like, put the full 8 to 12 pound shoulder on there, bone in. I got to the point where I was injecting it the night before. I would make my own mixture of, like, apple juice, whiskey, butter, hot sauce.
Apple cider vinegar.
Apple cider vinegar. And then you inject it to keep to hold the moisture.
Yes.
Season the whole thing. Smoke it for a few hours. Wrap it. Keep the smoke going. Let it rest. Like, there's all these secrets to. You need to let a pork shoulder rest so for the juices to move around so for at least an hour and a half after you come off the grill.
You inject. You don't baste. I baste.
So I have also basted, but what I'll do is I inject before the cook, and then we'll baste a little bit before I put it in foil towards the end of the smoke.
See, I'm the weirdo. I'll take it out every hour, open the cover every hour, and I will baste the hell out of it. So usually, but no, not usually. When you come into my house, you get good juicy meat. So
there you go.
Can pull that.
Yeah, absolutely, and we will. But so I would try to go down that road. I think that I could make a mean enough like pulled pork slider. I could sell those bad boys, but my smoking game has been a little bit on the shelf or on the back burner, if you will. With
you got two kids, buddy.
Yeah, you think the 2 and the 4-year-old are like, yeah, daddy, go check the temperature of the meat one more time? No, it's like chase me down the slide or whatever.
Don't you have that app though that you can that you can check on your phone?
So short answer is no. I did have a remote control thermometer both for the temperature inside of the smoker and for the temperature inside of the meat, but then the signal stopped working on it, so I don't really have that anymore. Also, it just takes so damn long. If you have a really great process, start it early, set it, forget it, like that's a possibility, but I'd have to tinker too much. No, thank you.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing with smoking meat, right? Barbecue and smoking, I mean, they're technically different because you can grill barbecue too, but you really, if you're smoking it, it's not a set it and forget it thing. It's a lot of love involved and a lot of check-ins over, what, a period of 10, 12, 14 hours, depending on how low you actually go with the temperature. So
now a lot of good texts coming in on this. First, and this may be a good question that it's kind of an aside, but where does cheesesteak rank on your sandwich hierarchy?
I mean, I'm...
Give me a Mount Rushmore of sandwiches.
I mean, Philly's on there.
Okay.
A club sandwich.
Okay.
Straight, but it's got to have cheese on it. You got a bacon, cheese, total club.
Meatball on there?
No.
French dip?
No.
Pastrami, Reuben?
Italian.
Italian.
Okay.
I would
sandwich.
Throw a meatball on there.
You put meatball on there?
Like, if we're making it
like
Will Ortner's.
Like a legit one?
Yeah. Well, like, you know, group think. Meatball sub, you can't go wrong.
Yep.
I think, and this is lame, you have to throw the turkey or the PB&J on there because it's the original.
Yeah,
like, are you super jacked up? Like, can't wait. There's a new PB&J place down the street. No, of course not. But everyone has
had that's
PB&J.
Your shortstop that hits eighth. You need them. But,
right.
You know.
Everyone has had one. Everyone likes it. It's a good tried and true. Same thing with, like, the turkey. Throw a little bit of, like, potato chips on there while you eat it.
Uh-huh,
like, you have to.
Yeah, I can get down with that, absolutely.
Turkey and pepper jack cheese. Yeah,
uh-huh. I like a turkey and Havarti sometimes.
Nice. What's your bread? What's your go-to? Because there's the bun, like the sandwich hot dog-shaped bun, or there's like sourdough, there's brioche, there's all kinds of
brioche
stuff.
Brioche is good. Being a Bay Area guy, Dutch Crunch, big in California. There's a couple places up here who do it, but it's not as popular in the Northwest, it doesn't seem.
I've heard of it.
Ciabatta can be solid, but not if it's like too tough or chewy.
See, yeah, I don't like the hard.
It's got to be good.
Outer
like,
shell breads.
If we're going sliced bread, or like a sliced sourdough, or even a sourdough roll is okay.
I love rye. Give me some rye bread.
Rye's got to be. It's got to be the right sandwich for me for
but
rye.
Like
but
dark rye only.
Sure. Yeah. I can get down with that.
Do you like that?
Sourdough is great.
Yes.
On just anything. Like, this is just an aside. I'll eat a whole loaf of sourdough by myself. It's so good.
What's that marbled rye that they put on, like,
a Monte
Cristo? Is that what it is?
Oh, wait. Is that what the Monte... No, I thought Monte Cristo's on Texas toast. Is it on...
Probably.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Christo sandwich. Let's see.
And then this question, if you have a Seahawks-themed bar overseas, what would even be on the menu? Maybe sushi, espresso, a cream cheese hot dog?
Cream cheese hot dog has to be.
Has to. Because
it's Seattle.
The Seattle dog, yeah. I mean, is there, I'm trying to think if there are other...
What's their brew scene?
Well, I mean, maybe some sort of chowder. There's a lot of chowders up in Seattle. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I was thinking about it just from my own sports fandom. Like San Francisco, pretty much all San Francisco-based games, whether it's Giants, Niners, Warriors, you can get a sourdough bread bowl with either clam chowder or chili in it.
Hell
like,
yeah.
That's big. San Francisco Giants do the garlic fries. That could be something that you perfect.
I think a fish and chips at a Seattle restaurant.
Oh, yeah,
there.
Sure. Definitely.
Yeah, you got Pike's Market, and you got all kinds of... I mean, they, frankly, they do a lot of baked goods at Pike's, too. So
are you doing espresso like martini and coffee then because of Starbucks?
I mean, maybe it feels like you should be opening up a coffee bar that then also like sells booze. And
but then you literally have to have like the Starbucks. It can't just. It's either Seattle's
best or
Starbucks.
And you don't want to open a Starbucks, like, because that already exists.
Or if you just get, hey, Starbucks makes our coffee for the espresso martinis. Somebody.
There you go. That works too.
Yeah.
Someone says for food that you would want to try to perfect, you mentioned this, Schultzy. The easy answer is pizza. If you could master the best pizza in the world, I would be a happy man.
I mean, you can. God, there's unlimited amounts of ways to make pizza, right? There's like the true Italian way. There's cooking it on a brick in the oven. There's just doing it like broiling. I mean, there's all kinds of different styles, Detroit style, Chicago style,
and
New York style.
I kind of know of a guy who did something like this with pizza, but when I lived in San Francisco, I lived in North Beach, which is like San Francisco's Little Italy, and I lived above a pizza shop called Tony's Pizza Napolitana, and he became world-renowned because... he wanted to make the best Italian margarita pizza. Like that was his goal. Kind of like this dude in the cheesesteak. I just want to get this one pizza right. Like, the sauce, the mozz, the basil, the dough, that's it. Like, it's got to be perfect. And he did. He did so well that he went and became the first American ever to win the margarita pizza making championship in Naples, Italy. It had only been awarded to Italians and other Euros before, and he went and he made the best margarita pizza in the world, and then he brought the recipe back here. He gets imported Italian flour, he gets imported Italian tomatoes to make his own sauce. He has this like 700 degree brick oven that's like the perfect temperature, and he does quality control. He says if they do more than 73 a day, the quality suffers. So you can they only make 73 a day.
The Italian flour, I don't know if you've bought that special.
Yeah.
It's different. It's different. It's expensive.
Yeah.
It's more fine. It just feels like a better quality, frankly. It's definitely different.
You know why it's made the way it is?
Tell me.
So the Queen Margarita.
Were you not teaching a young class about Italy today?
Guess
Hell
what?
Yeah.
I'm teaching you two.
That's right.
Now.
Let's go to school.
So the Queen, pizza used to be like a cheap thing. It was made for commoners, right?
I think I've heard this.
The Queen saw this and was like, I want to try that out. So she goes to the best pizza maker at the time, is like, make me a pizza. And he's like, I got to make an original. And he wanted it to look like the Italian flag. That's why the mozzarella is like the big pieces, the big chunks for the white.
The big old dollops, yeah.
The tomatoes are for the red, and the green is the basil.
Yep.
And so then she was like, I love this. This is fantastic. He then names it the Margherita Pizza, and that is how it became what it is today.
Look at that. A little history lesson.
See, I'm a great teacher.
We've actually done a lot of that today. Oregon history, food
That's
history.
That's right. Yeah, you now know that the hairy triton is the seashell of the state of Oregon.
Yeah, and it's a pear. That's the state fruit. Yeah.
More thoughts on this topic. We'll get to some of those. And do you take a baby to a rave? We'll see if we get to that. But first, Will has SportsCenter.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.